Bradford Exchange checks. As part of our commitment to quality assurance, your call may be monitored or recorded. To place an order, press 1. To check on shipping status or recent payment through our 24-hour automated system, press 2. For Spanish, press 3. For all other customer service issues, press 4. To repeat these
Thank you. Exchange checks. This is Emily speaking. May I ask, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today, please?
Hi, Emily. My name is Phil Rice.
Hi, Mr. Rice. How can I help you today?
If I can, I'd like to speak with Jessica Andrews, please.
Oh, no, I'm really sorry. We're not able to transfer you over to a Jessica Andrews. Is there something I can do? I'll be happy to help you out.
I see. Can you tell me a number where I can reach her?
I'm sorry. No, sir. We don't have any direct numbers.
Where does she work? What's an address where I can write her a letter?
I'm sorry, sir. You can send it to the Bradford Exchange and address it to her, but I'm sorry, we don't have like a direct address for her, or we don't have a phone number that we can direct you. But if you'd like, I'll be happy to help you out.
You'll be happy to help me out, and that's swell. I got an email from customer service. It's signed Jessica Andrews, customer service director. So, it says that my order was shipped out. The email was dated, let's see. What's the date on this thing? I'm trying to find the date. From to subject. I can't find the date. I think it was today. Yeah. 3:57 a.m. I guess that's today. It says your order, ship order number 99201362124-1. I ordered checks and you shipped them. And when I ordered them, I tried to order them online myself, and it wanted me to fill in all of the information on the bottom of a check. And since this was the initial order, there hadn't been any checks printed yet, I couldn't do that. And your system insisted on having that information. What I did is I said, I need to talk to somebody on the phone. And so I did that. I got somebody on the phone. Sounded like somebody from maybe the Philippines, someone from a foreign country. A nice young woman was on the phone, and she took all the information for me and placed the order for me. Does this all sound about right to you? Would have been very early in the morning, maybe a Sunday morning.
More than likely, but what I would like to do is, you were saying this, you read out your order number for me, but I'm sorry, you didn't get the full number. So I would like to ask if you could please repeat that for me, and I could definitely check.
Right. 99201362-1240-1.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so with that, I was able to bring up your order here. I do see our record shows that you did place an order with us. It says, let me see, on the 21st, you placed an order with us. Actually, it's showing between the 19, why is this? Okay, so it says that the order was placed online, but I can see here that you did send an email. Let me see. I'm just going here, Thomas C. Rice, Philip Rice. Yeah, I do see here your checks were sent out today.
Very good.
Okay, we did verify, and I see that they were printed and they were just shipped out today. So you will have them in about 4 to 9 business days.
Do you see the email that was sent to me about 2 days ago from customer service?
Well, I see on the 23rd, which is 2 days ago, you mentioned that you wanted to change a shipping address, but we were not able to do that. That's all I see that was, we were in communication, needed to do that, but because we already sent it to our carrier, we weren't able to do that.
Do you see that email?
Yes. Well, I'm not seeing the exact email, but whenever we send an email or you send us an email, we add a note on the account. So I'm not actually reading your email, but I can see that you did email us, and this is what was done.
So you see a note that was left, but you don't see the actual email. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
You see the name of the person that sent me the email?
It says here that Casey was the one that sent you the email.
All right. So do you think Casey would be able to speak to Jessica Andrews if she wanted to? Is there some reason Casey couldn't speak to Jessica Andrews?
Well, everything seems to be okay on your check, sir. So what may have happened with that letter is that that may have sent out to you an error, because I can see everything went through smoothly on your check. Your check was shipped out today.
Right.
So what I would say at this point, just allow time for you to...
Listen to me. You're trying to convince me that everything's okay, and it's because you don't know what the heck's going on. The order was supposed to be shipped to me. It was shipped to the wrong address. The reason I was okay to pay the $4.50 telephone charge is because I told the woman that the checks were supposed to get shipped to me. She told me, well, if we ship to a different address than the address that's printed on the checks, you have to send in something called proof of address. And that could be, and she gave me a list of a couple different things, and I said, okay, what I'll do is I'll make a copy of a utility bill, and I'll send that in. Where do I send it to? And she gave me the email address to send it to, and I said, okay, I'll make a copy of my utility bill, and I'll send it to that email address. So as soon as we hung up the phone, I made a copy of my email, of my utility bill, and I sent it to that email address. And so that email, that utility bill got sent to that email address a matter of 3 or 4 minutes after the order was placed. And so sure enough, a day and a half later, that's when I got the email from Casey that said, oh my goodness, I didn't get your proof of address until after we'd sent the order to the printer. Well, guess what? It was 5 or 6 minutes after the order was placed, and it was based on the information that I had discussed with the woman that I had placed the order with. And I was very clear with her exactly what we needed to do. She told me what to do, and I followed her instructions to the letter. So I didn't do anything wrong. I did exactly what she told me to do. So what I told Casey was, I want a refund on the $4.50 telephone charge, and we're going to have to fix your screw-up now. You sent it to the wrong address. If you can't fix sending it to the wrong place, then we're going to have to reship to the right place, and I'm going to charge you for the postage and handling to do that as well. And what I got back from Casey was, gee, I'm sorry, I don't have the authority to do that. And so do you have the authority to do that, or are you going to tell me the same thing?
I'm sorry, sir, but we won't be able to refund you the fee that will be taken to have to ship it to somewhere else. I'm really sorry, but we won't be able to refund that amount.
So am I going to have to what I'd like to do is take it up with Jessica. And if I can't take it up with Jessica, then what? Am I going to have to go to my credit card company and file a dispute with them and get a disputed charge? Is that what we're going to have to do? I'm willing to listen to some other alternative if you've got one. Again, I want to speak with Jessica is what I want to do. And what I'm getting from you is just no, no, no. And nothing in the way of a, this is what we have to offer instead. What we have to offer instead is, no, we can't do anything to help you out here. It says right at the beginning of this email here, it says, and I'm going to quote here, bear with me. Your satisfaction is our top priority. Well, right now, I'm not satisfied. Do you think I'm being unreasonable? I'm willing to listen to anything you have to say here in the way of this is what we have to offer instead. What I'm hearing from you is, no, we can't do anything. You're just out of luck, buddy. And if you think this is my fault, that I did something wrong, that it's not your fault, I'm willing to listen to what you have to say, but I'm thinking it is your fault that I told the woman on the phone exactly what we wanted to do, and she understood, and she said, yes, we can ship it to me, and this is what I needed to do, and I did what she told me to do, and that you screwed it up, and that you're expecting me to accept the responsibility the consequences of the fact that Bradford screwed up. I paid $450 for the service, and not only did it not help, but she screwed it up. She made it worse. And you're telling me, gee, I'm sorry, but we can't do anything about that. And the email says, my satisfaction is your top priority. And what I'm getting from you and from the other person was, no, we can't do anything about it. And no, you can't talk to the person that could do something about it. Is that the best you can do? I'm making a recording of this conversation. If I do eventually talk with Jessica Andrews, do you think she's going to be happy with the way you've handled this call if she listens to this? What have you got to say for yourself?
I'm really sorry, sir, but we're not able to transfer you over to Jessica Andrews. However, I would like to look into this here for you. Is it okay if I place in a brief hold as I try to get some information here, please?
A brief hold?
Yes, sir.
So that's better
just for
than
a few minutes, if that's okay.
This gee, let me see what I can do. Okay. So, sure, put me on hold. Do the best you can.
I'm
not going to wait very long. If you think what you might need to do is get back to me, then okay. But go ahead. Do the best you can.
Okay. Thank you. Please.
Thank you.
very much for holding. Mr. Rice, thank you for holding.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, I did quickly consult with another department, and I'm really sorry, sir, but we are not able to refund you for the phone fee or provide you back with the shipping for you to ship it to your address.
Okay, I'll take that as your answer. I'll take it from there.
I'm really sorry that we were not able to refund you that amount.
Goodbye now.
No problem. That's all. Thank you for calling Bradford Exchange. Have a great rest of the day.